Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Still ain't got it bumping. This your anthem, baby. Look, don't need a man for what you got.
You don't.
Good all on your own. Let them know if they forgot. They talk because they jealous. Don't let them see you stressing. Designer how you dressing. So drowning all your blessings.
Drowning all your.
This your anthem, baby. Yeah, this your anthem, baby. This your anthem, baby. Let them know what it's about. This your anthem, baby. You the shit, baby. Yeah, let them know just how you feeling, baby. Yeah, got your own money out here killing, baby. Yeah, boss lady, handle all your business, baby. Why them bitches hating? Know you looking for a man to match your drive inside, but you ain't stressing over a nigga who ain't acting right. Besides, your girls don't think any nigga worth your time. That's why you walk with that glow, cause you know you the prize. Don't need a man to buy you a Birkin. Back that ass came on in the club and you get to twerking. Party hard in front of late nights up in the morning working. Never wanna be petty, you always a bigger person. Seen it on the gram and damn it look bigger in person. Don't know what you doing to make it grow, but girl it's worth it. Keep playing and I'ma write you a couple verses. Well behave but make me fall victim to all my urges. It's your anthem, baby. Don't need a man for what you got. Put all on your own, let them know if they forgot. They talk but they're forgetting. Don't let them see you stressing. Designing how you dressing. So drowning all your blessings. Drowning all your. It's your anthem, baby. For baby, for baby, for baby.
All right, good evening, good evening, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm. My fellow divas will be joining me shortly, but welcome to our show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Number to call to go on the line is 515-605-9880. You have to press 1 to be able to go on the air and be able to talk. This is an adult show. Good. Hey, how are you?
Hey, hey. Good evening. Hey. I'm good. How are you?
All right. Welcome, welcome. So this is an adult show. And I would have to say you have to be 18 or older to be able to come in with us. Some of the topics can go a little bit, you know, deep. So you definitely have to make sure you're of age to be able to chime in with us. One of my fellow divas is here. Diva, what's your name?
Yeah. Ray Queen is in the building. Good evening. Good evening.
All right. Good evening. So yeah. Miss Mobetta will be joining us shortly. And just thank you guys for checking us out. Last week, Blog Talk was having some technical difficulties. Which, you know, was beyond our control. I know Miss Moletta had put a live out just letting people know to check us out. So, yeah, when stuff like that happens, it's definitely not us. It's Blog Talk, and you would think there would be an email or something that was sent out, but there wasn't. But we're just happy that it's resolved, and we're back on the air, and I can hear you. So that means everything
yes.
is good to go. But definitely... Ray Queen, how are you? How you been so far? How's the week?
My week has been productive. I am blessed beyond what I could possibly believe. God is so good. And I feel great. I feel great. How about yourself, Miss Diva?
I have to say, today is one of those days where I'm really, really tired, but it's okay. I'm tired, but, you know, going to keep pushing, going to keep striving. We have a event that's going to be coming up for our church, and
okay.
it's going to be our pastor's 1-year anniversary. So we have comedian, poet, praise dancers.
Beautiful.
It's gonna be really nice. So just working on that project as well as just keep grinding, you know.
Yes.
You
sound tired.
You said exhausted. OJ Simpson dies?
All day long, OJ Simpson dies at age 76 from, was it prostate cancer? Prostate cancer.
Yeah, one of those three things. But definitely, I must say, when I don't know about everybody else, but when I first saw it today, the first thing I thought of was the gloves. You know, I did. The first thing I thought of was the gloves, you know. And then, you know, of course, just to take a second and just talk about that, how it was the height of, and a good topic for a lot of people back in the day, where those of you, I don't know if you're familiar, but supposedly he had killed his wife and her boyfriend. Back in the day, and he had these gloves, and he drove this big old Bronco truck, you know. It was so many things came to mind when I saw that today. So I was just thinking, like, wow, like, you know, I don't know anyone who actually got off with murder like that, you know. And so many people
the
were like,
he was guilty.
I said the dream team is right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The dream team got him off. You hear me?
Wow.
His team did the damn thing. And another thing, it was one of the first trial. I think it was the first trial of anyone famous that was on live, you know, on TV, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So it opened up a lot of doors to the social media, you know. So, but I tell you one thing.
Yes. Oh my god. And then by my job there's a big old like Bronco truck that looked like similar to his truck back in the day. And it's for sale now. So I was gonna take a picture and post it online and say, whose truck is this? Like, OJ, is this yours? You know. But yeah, I was, you know what, you don't wanna ruffle any feathers.
Right.
But I have to say I did think of that as soon as I saw that. And then on DJ Mr. C died. I don't know what he died for, but I did see that, and rest in peace. And you know, definitely made me think back of those, you know, club days, you know, thinking of Biz Markie and DJ Mr. C, and just like all
I
the dancing and stuff, you know.
DJ Mr. C.
Wow.
And, you know, I happen to have been saying a little while ago, a few hours ago, I'm like, you know what? It happens in threes. Then, bam, next thing you know, twins from Riverhead, you know, Predell and Redell. Oh, my gosh. One of them passed away. So,
really?
Big shout out to, one of them passed away. So.
But I said, wow, you know. But I wanted to just you know, more like a PSA, you know, that public service announcement type thing. Because, you know, the one thing I did, I love the platform of which we have, so therefore we can talk about what we want to talk about when we want to talk about it. You know, and I know last week we were going to talk about the whole puppy situation and stuff like that. But I do want to just take a quick second and just say, you know, to people that when you have family members that are sick and that are in the hospital, you know, you have a due diligence to make sure that they're okay, you know. And it's so many people you see on an everyday basis who is at the hospital by themselves, you know, and they're not able to fend for themselves. And when I say that, I mean sometimes you see people who can't talk, you know, but there's no, they're nonverbal, as we call it, but there's no one there to advocate for them, you know. When when people are sick and on their deathbed, you know, family members leave, you know, and I understand, and I've been learning it more and more.
I heard a hello.
Some, you know, hello.
Did you hear hello,
hello
in the background?
Ah,
oh, hey.
It's me all.
I did
hello,
not hear
hello,
a hello.
Hello.
I was definitely like a mid-sentence, so I didn't, you know, hear it. Hey, Miss Mobetta, how you doing?
I'm well. Hey, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm mobile right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the vehicle doing the show, just getting off work and everything. Pardon my tardiness.
Okay,
all
okay,
right,
yeah.
Everything.
So I was just, I was actually just doing more like a PSA, you know, on how day to day you get to see that there's so many family members who are in the hospital and they don't have anyone to advocate for them because their family members go home, or, you know, I guess it's just maybe too much to be able to sit by the bedside to spend the night. But just seeing it more and more where some people are nonverbal and they can't advocate for themselves, but family members are leaving them at the hospital, you know? So who's advocating for them at the end of the day? Who, when it comes down to like a family member passing away or being on their, you know, about to transition, you know, it has to be a hard time for everyone. But there's family members who are leaving, you know, and letting that person transition by themselves. And my question for you tonight, just a quick question, you know, like I said, you know, we talk about what we want to talk about. But my question for you tonight is, do you feel that when someone is transitioning or someone is sick, do you feel the best thing is to have them be alone? What's
not,
your thoughts on
not
that?
At all. Not at all.
You can go first, Roy.
Not at all. In my opinion, an example, I've worked in hospitals and nursing homes for over 20-something years, and I've been, you know, I've had to take care of these patients, these loved ones, and actually be an advocate for some of them who can't speak for themselves. I go in, let's just say, on my 3 o'clock shift and have to take care of one, you know, of my pair, one out of 20 patients. And an example, this patient will be drool all over the patient. Can you Divas hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. Drool all down this one's face. The diaper is completely wet. The AC isn't on in the room. They're sweating. Meanwhile, they're covered up. It just smells in there. No one had fed them their lunch. The tray is still up there, but, you know, by the sink or on the end table. It's just sad how people can just leave their loved ones, you know, just not even to fend for themselves, because they cannot even fend for themselves. And I can give you tons of stories, you know, that I've come across. And at the end of the day, what can I do? Because we're short-staffed, or when we have enough staff, they don't care. You know, a lot of the other people, aides, don't care. Families apparently don't care because they left them like that. You know, it's just so sad, so sad.
Yeah. What about you, Miss Mobetta?
So this is the thing. this is why certain relationships and stuff are important, and to identify where you are in this relationship, whether it's a spouse or a parent or stuff like that. So things like that happen for many reasons. Now, Storm is talking, stated for when they are transitioning. Sometimes we know it's hard being a caregiver, number one. Number two, some people can't accept the fact when people are transitioning, you know, emotionally. They can't handle that part of life. And number three, some people are just relatives, and they really care less. You know, they care less. So for whatever reason, they like, well, what am I sitting here for? What can I do? Type of thing, you know. But if you have that certain rapport with the family, and see, this is why I say a family is what's built. Anybody else that we share the same bloodline is just relatives. You know, because you can get more,
right.
sometimes you can get more mm-hmm. of a family relationship from somebody who's not even related to you. So this is
right,
why I
right.
say mm-hmm. relationships are important. So for when that day does come, you don't want to be left alone. You know, I've been there. I watched my mom take her last breath. I hate mm-hmm. that I had to see that, but I'm glad that I was there. I would have resented
right.
it more if I missed that moment, you know, because
right.
I knew how she felt about me, and she knew how I felt about her. Not just me, my brother also. How
right,
you know
right.
how because that's the type of relationship we had. You,
mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying? We wouldn't have had it any other way, to where she's lying somewhere, where she was lying somewhere alone, nobody by their side to let her hear that it's okay to let go. It's okay.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
It's disheartening. It's disheartening when you go into these facilities like the nursing homes and assisted living places and hospitals to see people that have nobody to give them that type of comfort when they're transitioning,
right.
you know.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
each situation can run different to, you know, for each, you know, from family to family or whatever. So, I find it's disheartening to have somebody die alone or whatever. So, like you were saying, Storm, if you have some family members that you know are not doing too well, you know, reach out if you can, you know, check on them.
Right. It's important, you know, and I thought it was just me, you know, where I was like, wow, like, you know, just like looking at people saying, where's your family? Like, one person that was nonverbal, you know, nonverbal, she can't, that's for those of you who are not sure what that is, she can't talk. So
uh-huh.
you can't say what's wrong, what hurt, you know. You can't do any
right.
of that. So it just bothered me of like, why you were left alone. Or, you know, I saw one person who was left alone who was really out of his mind. Like, of course, you know, can't discuss the details, but legit was out of his mind. I mean, give you an example, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to themselves, actually peed in a cup. Right, and then
cool.
try to drink
mm-hmm.
the pee 5 minutes later, not realizing it wasn't hot
mm-hmm.
pee. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
I was just like, "Oh my God!" You know. So of course, you know, you
mm-hmm.
run and you handle a situation, you stop everything from happening. But I just couldn't help but say to myself, "Where is your family?
Right.
You know, where is yeah. your family?" You know, not spending too much time
yes.
on it, but just saying, like, just
yeah.
wanted to touch on it just to see what your thoughts were, you know, what you ladies, how you ladies felt
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. But you know what it is? Sadly, Storm and Ray, some people don't have anybody. You know, some people
uh-huh.
don't. You know, and in certain statuses and stuff, some have, like, care managers and different things like that. But as far as family, they're just here, you know.
You come from home.
For
but
what,
these people come
yeah.
from home.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I'm not talking about group home
and
people, you know.
I know a lot
group
of people.
Home people,
I know.
Not them.
Right. I'm going to give
two quick
examples. Recently, two of my loved ones passed away. Well, not recently, but over the course of the past 5 years, my grandfather and my stepfather. Okay. Now, the people that were taking care of them were taking care of them, but their, you know, their kids that they raised or stepkids that they raised were sitting back waiting for them to go so that they can get the money. My stepfather was with his kids were just waiting on the money. Meanwhile, my mother had to care for him while he was on hospice in the house. Here they are waiting for the money that they know that they're getting. Anyway, my grandfather, the same thing happened with my grandfather. My grandmother's kids that he raised, out of eight of them, or five of them, were there waiting to snatch his money up when he passed away. My grandfather passed away.
Well, this is another point. Pause right there for a second, Ray, because this is another point that goes along with this. It's important, and these are hard conversations that we don't have enough about having your ducks in order if that day comes, because nobody knows the day nor the hour which we are going to go. You understand what I'm saying?
God forbid
it's the next moment, and that you have some type of assets where you don't have things in order, then people end up fighting over that stuff. Trust me, we're going through that in my family right now. You understand what I'm saying? Because there was no solidified plan or documentation saying this is what happens to my assets once I go. So, but a lot of people are afraid of the conversation of even speaking about death. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They're afraid to have this conversation. So, you know, people, they talk about living wills and trust funds and stuff like that. And that a lot of that also goes back to the us not having the proper literacy or the teachings that we needed when it comes to stuff like that. I think things like that should be added to the curriculum in schools. And whether it's high school, college, or whatever, curriculum like that, people, they're not teaching these things. So a lot of people don't know. They were like, all right, and my kids will automatically get it. No, that's not how that works. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if you're married, your spouse, if there's nothing in place or if nothing written and signed, notarized, signed, sealed, and delivered, then your spouse is not automatically entitled either. So then you got to go through a kind of court system and different things like that that just drags out the process. It ruins relationships and stuff like that all in the process because nobody wants to have that conversation. Nobody wants to have that conversation. So then that's what happened. If people sit around and wait for somebody to die, like, oh, well, I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that.
Yeah.
I was living there. I was doing this. I was this. You understand what I'm saying? But listen, that don't mean shit in the court of law.
Right.
Enough people are not having that conversation. I'm trying to tell you now. My mom said, when I leave here, I don't want to leave nothing for you and your brother to fight over. And trust me, she didn't. She made sure her ducks were in order. Hopefully anybody that's on the line listening right now, that family members have any type of assets and stuff like that, make sure everything is signed and notarized and everything and put in a safe place. So when that time does come, you're not scrambling and worried about anything as far as that goes. Any type of assets.
And
that's what your main concern is.
And make sure you have the right people in charge of those things, because in both instances, with my grandfather and my stepfather, there were people who knew how to bamboozle and switch things around and, you know, put the ball in their court to where they got all the
ball,
you know? So pay attention.
Oh, there's crooks now.
Please pay
there's
attention.
There's some crooks.
Yes. Ooh. Check on your people. Yes. Check on your people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get it. So, but again, folks, I apologize for my tardiness. You know, we live for the Diva Show. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to come. I do want to ask you divas a question, and this is I'm going to touch on politics a little bit now. As far as they're trying to ban AB, which abortion. I don't know if they're we're not censored, so abortion.
Yes.
So they're trying whether you're you're sexually assaulted and get pregnant, whether it's incest and get pregnant. They're trying to ban that stuff. Where do you see our country with stuff like this happening?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I kind of feel, you know what it is? I'm kind of like, I don't feel like they should be able to ban it from happening. I feel like there's so many things going on in the world, you know, that you want to still concern yourself with whether or not someone wants to get an abortion. It's their body. Things happen to people, and I feel like they should be able to get an abortion if that's how they feel. Now, I don't feel like anyone should be able to say or dictate if they can do it or not. But I do feel that there should be a cap on how many you have.
I know
that sounds
right.
A bit crazy.
Right. No,
but
no,
I
no.
Feel like
no, no,
be,
it does, no, it doesn't.
You know,
it doesn't sound crazy. No,
because
it's not crazy.
I understand if something happens to someone and this is the, you know, situation that you're put in. But also for those people who are using it as a birth control and they've had 4 and 5 and 6 of them, there should
right.
be a cap on how many you're allowed to have, you know. Just
right.
saying, only for your what about your body and your health, you know.
Right.
But
right.
so, I mean, so to answer the question that you did ask, I do not feel like anyone should be able to dictate if you can have it done. I think that there's so many
right.
other politics that goes on in the world, and this is just one more thing that people want to have control over, and I don't think that
right.
they should. You know, I don't think they should
right.
have control over that. But in the same sentence, I do think that there should be a cap on how many you're allowed to have.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I agree.
You're 100% in that storm. You really are. And also, I feel that there should be a limit on, I guess, most places that do perform abortions or whatever do have a limit to where if you're over like 12 weeks or something that they won't perform it. You know what I'm saying? Because then, you know, the body start, well, they won't do it after like the first trimester, I should say. You know, because now it goes into being an actual fetus. So, you know, I think that should also be a limit. Like, all right, if you're going to have it or whatever, make it so it's before you reach 13 weeks or something like that. I do think that, I believe they should have some type of limits. But like you said, don't go out here having sex recklessly, you're getting pregnant every time, not protecting yourself, and then you just keep getting abortion after abortion after abortion. No, and I like you said, then you're wearing on your body, destroying your tubes and your uterus and all kinds of stuff like that. However, if they feel they got that much control over women having abortions, why are you not pushing the issue on the men having a vasectomy? So let's stop being biased here. If you're going to do it across the doggone board. You understand what I'm saying? Because now with that, you're trying to send women back, not women, send us all back to the 1800s, where women didn't have a right with anything, We wasn't allowed to. We couldn't work. We couldn't vote. They just wanted us barefoot, pregnant in the kitchen, and in the kitchen and in the bedroom. That used to be the woman's rights right there in the kitchen and in the bedroom, and that wasn't even her rights. It was the rights of the man. So I think the people that are making these laws should mind their business. They should mind the business that pays them, and it's not that. You stop controlling what a woman does with her body if you're not going to control the man's too, because the woman doesn't make a baby by herself. And then what would happen is you'll have people around here with all of these babies and all of that stuff, and most of them going to end up fatherless. The father can just take off without any repercussions. And then they're going to say, strap up your boots and get out there and work. How they going to work with all these doggone kids? Can't afford child care. Child care is too expensive. And nobody to take care of the kids. Then you're going to have to go on the system, because then you got landlords and all kinds of stuff charging so much doggone money. Who can pay $2,000 a month in rent making $8 an hour, $10 an hour?
Crazy.
It's physically impossible.
That's crazy.
It's physically, economically, everything impossible. It cannot happen.
It should be illegal. It should be illegal for the to be so low and everything to be so expensive. Crazy. Crazy.
Because there's no stipulations. They don't have any caps. There's no stipulations. All kinds of stuff, and like you try to sign up for governmental assistance, you make a dollar too much, so you can't get Section 8. You can't. You understand what I'm saying? So what do you expect people to do? This is why when crime gets out of control and different things like that, because you allow people like landlords, to be outrageous with the prices of rent. Talk about, the price in the area, the going price is $3,000 a month, so I'm going to charge $3,000 a month. But, okay, are you looking at your tenants that been occupying your space for how many years already? And you're going to do that because the people, that's nothing but greed.
Right.
It's greed. It's disrespectful and it's disheartening.
On many levels,
I ain't mean to go off real quick. I'm sorry, but especially with stuff like that, I get very passionate when I see I can't stand greed and I can't stand lying. And I get it. Some people that live in certain houses that tear them up all of that stuff, but not everybody is like that. You have people out here that are working very hard, working two and three jobs sometimes. You know what I'm saying? To make ends meet.
Right.
That, people that are working got children in college right now, which the college tuition and stuff is out of control.
And the thing is,
they charge all of that money for college without any guarantees. You don't guarantee anybody anything once they walk across that stage. Nothing is guaranteed with college education. And now they want to block Biden instead of trying to do student loan forgiveness and all kinds of stuff. And the other side, the capitalist side of the government, wants to block it all the time. They want to block anything that is going to help the fellow man.
Right.
But see,
this
is where the catch-22 is, right? So they complaining about spending all of this money over to Ukraine, talking about helping your people at home and all of that stuff. But when they put the bill forth, you block it. So what is it to do? What is the government to do? What is the president to do when you keep blocking this shit? Like, knock it off.
They want to keep us down. It's not made for the middle class. It's not made for the people who's trying to elevate
ain't
up.
No
it's
middle
made
class.
For the rich people. You know what I'm saying? And that right there is why we always have to try to stick together, stick together, uplift each other, encourage each other, support each other. Because guess what? At the end of the day, we're all we have. The government is not built for us, It's not. I'm sorry. Because when you mentioned the forgiveness, okay, but guess what? yes, one says yes, one says block. You know what I'm saying? Two or three people,
right.
They may get through, and then guess what? There's a block on it. You know, so the price, right. So if it's just enough to get you excited and then take it right from you. And one of the key things you just say is, you know, how people come over and they're able to get, you know, the health care and stuff like that. But for us who are here, if we make a dollar more, we get denied, you know? If, you know, if someone here is, right, if someone here is homeless and they don't, if someone here is homeless and they have no place to stay, then guess what? Are they getting into the shelters? No. You know why? Because they're already full with people that came from a whole other country. You know,
right.
It's already taken. The funds are limited now because it's already taken for people who already came here. So when I look at it, I say, how are you allowing everyone to come here and you're setting them up and you're able to pay $300-something a day, but the average person who is home, who lost their job, collected unemployment, don't even make that.
Right.
You cap them on an income, but yet you give $300-something a day for other people. How is that possible? Like, who is this designed to help? Because it's not helping me. I'm sorry.
Right. And this is what I was on a live today on TikTok and stuff like that. That's why I say it's important for people to read bills and all kind of laws and stuff that are being put into place. What we don't read those things. We're privy to the information. We are real privy, but people don't sit and read it. Like, dang. So people go get in this crazy uproar about the president being chosen, but it's your locals that are getting away with all of this stuff with the handling of the money. Each state got their own banks when it comes to money that they tap into. They have their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like here in New York where we at, New York has their own budget. Every state has their own budget. So, again, we're not looking at the laws and the bills and stuff that are being passed because of Congress. Again, your local senators and your local congressmen, your locals, is who we really need to be focusing on, because they're the ones who are putting forth these laws and stuff that then, once they don't work on the state level, then it goes to the federal.
Right.
The president of the United States, believe it or not, all he's in charge of is the military. So, again, we just have to start educating ourselves more when it comes to things and how they work. Because then when it is time for us to get up there and fight, we gonna fight. You understand what I'm saying? Now we have something to back us up, because we sat down, we saw what it did. We read what you put out there. You know what I'm saying? When people march for the Capitol in New York, we go to Albany. We don't go to D.C.
Talk about it, sis. Talk about it.
Listen, you understand what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like I said, and back to the landlords, like I was saying, you know, they need laws like put into place. You can't go up on people's rent just because of the area. If you haven't done, and if the cost of living wasn't increased, or if you haven't done any upgrades or renovations or stuff to your property, there's no way they should be able to touch that rent.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be privy to people's, because what happens is they judge people. They start judging them on with their credit scores and stuff like that. They shouldn't have. They're not a lending institution. They should not have. They should not have access to that information.
I agree.
But again, there's no laws to keep them from doing this, from doing so.
Right.
Now, like I said, you got people that are hell to get out of your properties too. I'm not letting them off the hook either. You got some people that need to be off your property like yesterday, and now they go on they got all kind of laws where you can't just throw them out off your property. You got to go through court, spend all kind of money and shit like that. So these are the things that the housing and urban development program need to go over. They need to go over those type of things and come to some kind of ground where it's not hard for either person, for either side, for the landlord
right.
or the tenant. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but they're not doing that. Those things are the things that are being missed.
But, you know, I will point out one thing, right? When it comes down to, we're just, you know, talking about, like, squatters and stuff like that. You know, I have to say, like, you know, I would love to own, you know, some rental property and stuff. But the one
right,
thing
right.
that does scare me, I must say, is the squatters. I must say, the people who will pay their rent to a certain extent and then for whatever reason, let's just say they lose their job or they quit their job, however it works
right.
out, and then they're stuck in the house, you know. And I know some people who legit, like, really had no place to go, had no means, couldn't get a job.
Right.
You know, like, the struggle was real,
right.
you know. But then I
right.
have to say, I know people who was like, I'm not paying you nothing. I'm staying here, and I'm going to ride this pandemic out. You know,
right.
exactly.
Yeah.
And they sit
yep.
and they
yep.
made all that money, and honestly, they had nothing to show for it after they got evicted.
Mm-hmm.
You had no money.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You had nothing, and you
right.
took the whole pandemic, and you had all that money. You know, you had all that money during the pandemic. Now, I'm talking about two different types of people. You know, the people who legit had no place to go, had no funding, had no job, had no nothing, you know. And then I'm talking about
right,
the people
right,
who
right.
chose not to leave and stayed the whole.
Right.
Now, mind you, keep in mind, good relationship with landlords and everything. Good relationships with them.
Right.
But circumstances changed, you know, and they were
mm-hmm.
unable to pay. And they chose
mm-hmm.
to stay and ride out the whole pandemic. So that, the
mm-hmm.
only thing that does worry me is stuff like that. When there was programs
right.
that would help them pay the rent and stuff, you
pay
know.
Pay up their rent.
But
yep.
It
yep.
that worries me. You know, that does worry me
yeah.
because there's a lot of people who choose to squat in these people's houses. And I don't think that that's fair, you know. Like, if
yeah.
I work hard
absolutely.
To get this property, and I got to pay all this
right.
money for this property, and we have
right.
a good relationship, but you chose to stick me at the end, I don't know what my reaction would be in a situation like that, you know? Where, like, I feel
mm-hmm.
better, like, go work for minimum wage and give me some money. Don't give me no money at all.
Right. Attempt
right.
to show me. But not only that, even during that pandemic, people was killing them in unemployment. People was getting PPP loans. I think they have a goddamn going business. Like, all kinds.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
money
I heard about
flowing
some of those.
Through their hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Money flowing through their hands. And they ain't got I water to cry with it about it right now.
It's terrible.
It's a travesty, but it needs to start higher up. And like I always say, if the head of something doesn't work, the body's not going to work. The heads be all
right.
messed up. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? They're too busy making sure their salaries and everything are intact before we can move forward with a plan.
Right.
Look at all of these school districts that are losing teachers. Amityville. Windage, all of these, Riverhead, a lot of these teachers and stuff now are losing jobs because of misappropriation of funds.
Say that one more time. Misappropriation of the funds. People who are put in positions.
Yep.
People who are put in positions and chose to take money from
mm-hmm.
the school and take money our hard cash
mm-hmm.
dollars stole money from these
yep.
children
makes
and
no
from
sense.
Us as adults. That is
yep.
disgusting.
And now they
what about
what's going
what
on
about
the
our kids? What about
the
our
education
kids?
System? They don't care. They don't care. They're worried about
mm-hmm.
status
mm-hmm.
and money. It's all about that almighty dollar. It's not
yeah.
Money's not the root of all evil. It's the love of money That's the root of all evil.
Yes.
And that's been the misconception about that. It's nothing wrong with having money and stuff. It's how much do you love your money? Do you set precedent on your money over people? That's where the problem comes in at. It's the love of money. So it's like, I don't care what happens to you as long as I got that money.
And that's,
I don't
that's
care if you've been as dumb as a doorknob as long as I got my money.
Yeah. And that to me is the ultimate disrespect, because when you take from these children who are our future, you're pretty much showing them the example of you can be put in a position and you can steal money, and these kids will not have an education. And it leaves them thinking like, wow, like this is what I have to look forward to when I graduate or when I become an adult, how people make these decisions and they hurt these families like this. Because the population of which you live in, Amityville, Winedance, Riverhead, you know, the town of which you live in, guess what? This is where you are. So if this is going on right in your town and it's affecting your school, it's affecting your children, where does that leave you? Where does that leave our kids? What about the education? They already skipped sharing and educating them on a lot of different things that come down to their Black history. So now you're just taking, not only are you taking that, stripping it from them, but now you're also stripping them from the actual education. You're stripping them from after school program. You're stripping them from being able to go and play basketball and be able to do something after school besides the street. Mm-mm. Look what you're doing to these kids. It's terrible. It really is.
Crazy. It's sad. It's sad because now, I mean, how do you expect these children to learn? I mean, yeah, parents, we could teach our children some things. We could teach them a lot of things now because we have the internet. However, you have these, again, people go through college, spend all of this money, become to become an educator, and our kids are still not getting the education.
Sure.
Make it make sense to me.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Make it make sense. Am I missing something? I don't know.
Nope, the math is not mathing.
The math is definitely not mathing.
No. Just leave our children just stuck.
Again, folks, I apologize for going off a little passionate tonight, but it's, you know, it be like that sometimes.
That's the beauty of the show. You know, you can talk about what you want when you want. That's the beauty of having it. You know, we're put on a platform where we're able to discuss what most people don't want to discuss or what they're afraid to discuss, you know. Somebody got to pour into it and say something at the end of the day, because people walking around like it's not existing, like the world's not crumbling around you, and it is.
Right. Mm.
You know?
Yep. And then you're looking to blame people. Like, come on.
Right. Like, whose fault is it?
We
got
to start being a part of the solution. You know what I'm saying? No. We got to start being a part of the solution wherever that may be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know.
Stay prayed up.
Yeah.
We got to stay prayerful. We got to stay believing. We got to stay doing what we need to do, you know? Because we can't, you know what they say? Mm-hmm, go ahead, sister.
Huh? Oh, no.
Go ahead, Diva.
I was just going to say, I missed it early on when you ladies were speaking about O.J. Simpson, and rest in peace to O.J. and DJ Mr. C. DJ Mr. C, in my opinion, was one of the greats when it came to DJing and keeping the party playing all the jams. He was one of my personal favorites when it came to that. And he was definitely a legend in the hip-hop community. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. With Lights of Biggie and Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane, which is my favorite MC. He was like the pillar in those
in the hip-hop community, you know, and he will definitely be missed. I was on his show often. I used to go, you know, call in and chop it up with him and stuff like that on the Rock the Bells radio station. And, you know, it's a sad situation, and may they rest in peace. And OJ, you know, they got people dragging OJ about his past, about what he got away with. Caitlyn Jenner, they dragging the shit out of that thing. Because he's like good, I mean, he was like good riddance and all that stuff. Like, listen,
Caitlyn Jenner said
we're not supposed to talk ill of the dead, regardless of their status, right? You're not really supposed to speak ill of the dead. Like, all right, we get your point. You don't like him or whatever the case may be. You didn't like him or whatever, but may he rest in peace. You ain't got no nice to say, keep it moving. With your
don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. I'm telling you.
I said to Ray earlier, I said, you know, when I read the news, first thing I thought about was the glove in that truck, that Bronco truck, you know, that he had that big old goofy truck. I was thinking of, you know, and I said, there's a truck like that by my job, and I said, OJ, is that yours? You know, just like did it make it here in New York? You know, it's like. Just when you think of certain things about people, well, you know people are chopping them down at this point, you know. And I said, regardless of what the situation was, certain things just came to my mind when I thought about it. You know, like I was saying, Mr. C, I thought about Biz Markie, you know. And always dancing, club always packed, you know, just always having a good time.
That's right.
You know, I thought of different things like that. And that, to me...
What?
When I think of Mr. C and Biz Markie, I think of a good time. You know, like when you can pass and people could remember you as a good time, you know, just a real one. That right there.
From the Q Club to the Taboo to, anywhere where one of those two was at, we was there. You know what I'm saying? I know I was. I can't speak to nobody.
It just goes to show you. You know, so that's what I think about, like, today, those conversations and those, like, wow, like, how many times did you go to a club and you stood online that you knew it was going to be packed and you was going to dance?
Oh,
your feet.
My
you
God.
You can dance so much, your feet was going to be hurt and feeling like bunions at the end of the night, you know, with Mr. C and Biz Markie. So, yeah,
those two DJs were definitely, they were definitely crowd rockers. I'm telling you, like I said, especially when it came to reggae, I'm a reggae fan. For those who don't know, I love the reggae music dancehall, and they played all the jams. Like I said, this was back in the '80s when we were going to the Q Club, the Kit Kat Club, the Tunnel. All over New York,
boat
ride. WBLS after work boat ride.
So you see,
all that.
So those are things right there that you know that you were a true legend when people could sit and have times like this, like what we're doing right now, and just reminiscing on all the good times. You know, not any scandal or nothing like that. Just a real good time. You know, dancing to your feet hurt. Dancing till you can't even keep them high heels on no more. You know?
Oh, my.
I dare you.
Yes.
You know?
I dare
you. Just like that. So definitely rest in peace. You know, it just, you know, and just a thank you for all the good times. You know, just thank
you. That's right. Yes. May you rest in peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the time is of the essence. We'll go around the round table.
Yes.
I said, is Ray going to say this? Let me jump in the hospital real quick.
Baby Diva.
We
go around in a circle and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show. As always, Divas, it's always great chopping it up with you two. Big shout out to the head of my life, my Lord, for I know that there would be no me without the Lord. So I got to give a big thanks to him. Big shout out to our T CEO and our executive of GQ Palace, my sister Divas, our callers and listeners and families and all and everyone. I love y'all, Divas. I'm passing on the mic. Thank you. Yes.
It's on you. So what you going to do? Hey, rabbit. Hey, rabbit. All right. To expound on what Ray Queen just said, again, we do thank the Most High. Thank God. excuse me. I mean, just speak life over somebody. You know what I'm saying? Speak life. As far as politics and stuff go, I ain't saying dig deep, but just know what's happening in your area, you know what I mean? So you're not blindsided by new laws and stuff like that and bills that are being passed or whatever. Women's lives matter. Women's lives matter. So y'all can share this to tell somebody at Congress and the Supreme Court justice, some raggedy thing or whatever. A woman's lives matter. Stay out of a woman's body. Keep your stay in your lane. Stay out of a woman's body. A women's lives matter. They can take it how they want to take it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's definitely always a pleasure to chop it up with y'all ladies. And thanks for the callers and the listeners and stuff. Listening to us too. Tell a friend that we here on Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We appreciate y'all. The phones be lit up. But nobody want to press one, but it's all good. We don't mind y'all sitting and listening to us. You know what I'm saying? Next week we're going to have something else for y'all sitting and listening.
That's right.
You know, y'all got something y'all like for us to discuss, y'all hit us up in the inbox or DM. If you got my personal number, send me a message on the personal number or whatever. And we here. And on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces. Karaoke night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say ditto to everything that you guys said. Definitely stand behind it 110%. And the only thing I'm going to add to it is I'm going to say, well, all of that being said and everything going on in the world, for all of you who know, who have listened, you know, who went out to the clubs and danced to your see her, all those DJ Mr. C fans, stand up and turn some music on and you enjoy yourself tonight in his honor and his legacy. And you just think about all the good times he had. With that being said, God bless.
All right. Yeah.
Sweet surprise. I'm finally there, staring into your eyes. Baby, tonight I'll hit you right and leave everything behind. 'Cause I wanna be where you are. I'm gonna get to where you are.
To where you are.